everybody. I'm Tracy Tucker, and welcome to the Who Is In My Genes podcast, where we share adventures in exploring family trees, including tips for researching your own family tree, stories about discoveries, DNA testing and matches, and lots about adoptee searches and advocacy, because we believe everyone has a right to know who is in their genes. Hi, all. I have a really quick episode for you today. The last four episodes took a lot, and I have some other things going on, so I hope you will forgive me. First, if you've been following the 23andMe bankruptcy saga, our last update was that the co-founder and former CEO, Ann Wojcicki, and her new nonprofit, TTAM, had outbid Regeneron for the company. There was quite a bit of concern over Regeneron's possible takeover, and more than two dozen states had sued to stop it, stating that basically the genetic information 23 has is a fundamentally different type of asset. Ann's new nonprofit, the TTAM Research Institute, was just set up in May with the purpose of reacquiring 23 and its assets. If you haven't caught on yet, TTAM is an acronym for 23andMe. Clever. So, some of the states that were suing have said that they are fine with TTAM buying the company, but some do still oppose it. So, the judge has given them until July 7th if they want to appeal TTAM's purchase. The saga continues. It has been and continues to be an option to delete your data from the site if you wish. I have stated before that I have not deleted mine, and at this time still have no intention of doing so. If that changes, I will let you know. Your call. And now, some good news. Adult adoptees born in the state of Georgia are now finally able to obtain their original birth certificates. They are officially unsealed and can be ordered. If you've not heard any of my rants about this before, I'll keep it brief here. And if you don't know what an original birth certificate is and why this is a big deal, I will also keep that short, as some of my previous episodes cover both of these at length. But if you're new, an original birth certificate is the birth certificate every child born in the U.S. gets with their birth mother's name on it, along with their vital statistics, etc., and any name the birth mother gives the baby. Sometimes the father's name is included. When a child is relinquished for adoption, this original record is sealed, meaning made private, and a new one is issued with the child's adopted name and adoptive parents' names on it. I personally believe this is a falsified document, even though it's perfectly legal. Legal does not always mean right. 25 years or so ago, only two states, allowed adopted people to get a copy of their own birth records. Georgia is the 16th state to legally recognize and restore these rights. Some other states have partial access, meaning access is still partially restricted. In my home state of Ohio, only those born and adopted within a certain set of years are able to get their own birth records. My birth year happened to fall into the right span when they opened those records 10 years ago. Since then, more than 18,000 Ohio adoptees have obtained their original birth certificates. The Georgia Alliance for Adoptee Rights was the primary organization working on restoring these rights in Georgia, and I congratulate them, the state bill sponsors, and Governor Kemp on their success in getting this done. But I am still furious that it was necessary. Check out my episode, I Was Not Delivered by Stork, if you want more on that topic. Right now, what I want to do is read a couple of comments from people about what getting their own birth certificate did for them. I'm not using any names, but I promise you they're real. The first,
No longer were we just Cabbage Patch Kids. Our pseudo witness protection program was effectively defunct. Thank you for the gift of a lifetime. It has and continues to make all the difference. I found my birth family. I was able to send a letter thanking her for my life. After learning my story, I was later able to tell her I forgave her for letting me go. Finding my roots has filled a hole inside of me. I have never felt so alive and validated. I am so blessed and grateful for Open Records Day, or else my original identity would still be a mystery to me. Now, I don't read these to you so you're happy for people who have been given information that should never have been taken away from them to begin with. Yes, they are thankful for their reunions, for finally having the truth. But if you dare say they should be grateful, I'll tell you why that infuriates me. As an adoptee, I have heard it all during my life. It was never a secret to anyone that I was adopted. I shared it with anyone who wanted to know. But no, I wasn't grateful. I wasn't lucky. Yes, I could have been aborted. I could have been left in foster care or an orphanage or out on the street. Yes, all those things have been said to me, most of them more than one time. I'll put a link in the show notes to a short article by Zara Phillips, a fellow adoptee, called Grateful: Thankful, Feeling, and Showing an Appreciation of Kindness. In it, she writes that after hearing many of these things herself, someone finally said to her, "Adoption is the only trauma in the world where the victim is supposed to be grateful." Let me say that again. Adoption is the only trauma in the world where the victim is supposed to be grateful. Would you tell a woman who has been raped, "Well, at least he didn't kill you"? She astutely points out in the article that adoptees receive no compassion. If a small child's mother died, the response might be something like, "Oh, that poor little thing, how tragic." She says that when her birth father died, long into her adulthood, but less than 3 years after she had found him, the responses were, "Aren't you grateful you found him? At least you got to meet him." Would you ever say that to someone who was raised by their biological parents when their parent dies? I know people are well-meaning and just say the wrong thing sometimes, but perhaps start with compassion instead of trying to make someone feel better or feel grateful. How about, "I'm so sorry for your loss"? The whole article is amazing, and I hope you'll take a few minutes to read it. It's very insightful and astute, and really, I identify with just about every word of it. So I'm going to close my short episode today by saying to those Georgia adoptees who are now getting their original birth certificates, I hope you find everything you're looking for. I am so sorry for the trauma you experienced and wish for you that your questions are answered and in finding out who is in your genes, you feel whole and at peace. Peace out, my friends. See you next week. Thank you for listening to the Who Is In My Genes podcast with me, Tracy Tucker. If you enjoyed it, please give us a great review to help others find the show and follow us to get notified of new episodes. Visit us online at whoisinmygenes.com for all the ways we can help you find out who is in your genes, and follow us on Instagram for the images we mention in the show. Links are in the show notes. Join us next week for a new episode of Adventures in Exploring Family Trees.